Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, March the 11th, 2017. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brother, today, my sister, we got a show that wasn't intended to be a show. Wasn't really going to do a show today. I've had some stuff to do with the family, so I have some time that I wanted to share something, especially with spring break coming up. So I just want to talk about one of the things that's very important when it comes to wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, and it comes to the Clarinomics program, and it comes to people under over an understanding that a lot of people go through life with this assumption that they have this entitlement, that they have this right. And so I was one of those people that lived my life with this ideal that I was entitled to wealth, that I was entitled to health, that I was entitled to wisdom, that I was entitled to be involved in a great relationship. I didn't understand that there was a requirement. I didn't understand that there was a reason. Now, you are born with, quote-unquote, access as a joint heir. But because we are born in this particular disposition, meaning that the atmosphere that we live in is what is called luminescence, a lumiferous ether. You can go to Google and type that in, and you will see that the stratosphere, the atmosphere, the atmosphere is luminescence. It's luminous. It's lucifer. Where we get the word Lucifer. What that means, brothers and sisters, there is a prince of the air. So are you ready? Do you qualify for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as they say in the Luciferian world? So there are these mental dispositions. There are these entities. There are gatekeepers. And there are gatekeepers that prohibit you from having access to particular gates. And without open understanding that these gatekeepers are there. Now, this is all mental dispositions. These are all ruling dispositions. These are all viceroys. These are all vice regents. These are the things that I talk about when it comes to getting to a particular place in your life. So if you could write your own story for your life, what would it read? Or how would you write that story? What would it say? If you think about that question for a moment, I need you to understand that you are the director, so to speak. You are the co-creator with the creator. That means that you have a certain amount of autonomy. That means that whatever the story or the script is for your life, you're born with a previous or with a disposition. It's inside of your genes. It's inside of your genetics. My job is to help you understand that you need to override some of these things that you are born with. And that is what we call coping mechanisms. So you have a certain way that you see the world. You're born with a certain perception that's shaped by your environment. It is shaped by your caregivers. It is shaped by your mother. It is shaped by your father. It is shaped by the people in your environment. So you're born, some people say, with a clean slate. So when a baby comes into the world, it's born with a clean slate. I believe that that baby comes in the world with a predisposition, meaning it has a genetic code. That means that its ancestors are living inside of that baby's DNA. And so there is a certain predisposition, a certain family spirit, a certain particular way of seeing the world. Now, it is either enhanced or reduced by your environment and the caregivers. Now, in order for you to be wealthy, in order for you to be healthy, in order for you to be wise, in order for you to have a great relationship with God, with your creator, with yourself, and with others, you need to make sure that, my brothers and sisters, that you understand the qualifications. Now, the qualifications, again, are steep, meaning that you got to get out of the flesh. Now, everything that you do in the flesh is beneficial. That's the problem. The problem is that you don't know you have a problem. The problem is the best way, again, to keep somebody a slave is make their condition of being a slave so you are comfortable, so you tolerate poverty because your level of poverty isn't bad because you don't have to compare it with. But if you really knew what true wealth was, you would see how spiritually deprived or depraved you are. But since we don't understand, and so we think that if we have, you know, government food stamps, and if we own Section 8, and we're leeching off on Uncle Sam, and we get our income tax at the end of the year, they're just returning us back our money. And if we think that, you know, the Patriot Act and the fact that they can put fluoride in our water without our consent, the fact that we got chemtrails in the air without our consent, the fact that we got genetically modified organisms without our consent, the fact that they want to put smart meters on my home without my consent, the fact that we have all of these laws that they can basically wiretap, they can basically arrest without, again, reading your Miranda warning. All they got to say is, hey, he's a terrorist. He made a terroristic statement, and you could be held indefinitely without access to an attorney. And so the fact that you think that you live in a free country and not realizing that the majority of the states are already under martial law, but you think that you're free. And so I always wondered, how in the world are they going to get people to go to volunteer to go to a FEMA camp? There's FEMA camps all over the place. But how are they going to get you to voluntarily give up your wealth, your health, your wisdom, and your relationship to go voluntarily to a FEMA camp? They're going to make that FEMA camp look so good that you're going to voluntarily give up your freedom. The enemy does the same thing. The cosmic watcher makes bad looks so good that you give up good for bad. So arrogance is what you have in exchange for wealth. Passiveness is what you have in exchange for health. Victim, I'm a victim. The white man's holding me down. The blue man is holding me down. Some aliens came and visited me, and they, you know, they did this or they did that. I got abused. Everybody has a story. So your wisdom, you gave up the truth for a victim statement. You have isolationism, which is selfishness, in exchange for a relationship. So the qualifications to be wealthy is you got to give up your arrogance. You got to give up your egocentricism. You got to give up being a megalomaniac. You got to retire from being, again, a psycho or social path, and you must pick up your life path. But that's tough. I don't know very many people who want to stop being arrogant. I don't know very many people who want to give up their feeling of control and power. But in order to be wealthy, that's the requirement. That's the qualifications. So I'm looking for five more people to join me who meet the qualifications for my program of Clarinomics, Temple Building. You can email me at masterteacher33.com so that way I can see if you qualify for the program. Since I'm not just taking anybody anymore, I need to make sure that you qualify for your behavioral modification, because most people want their behavior modified, changed, and eradicated, but they don't. So we're going to see if you qualify. Do you qualify? Are you ready to stop being arrogant in exchange for wealth? What's the qualifications for health? The qualifications to be healthy is you got to give up passivity. Now, to be healthy, you have to take charge of your health. And when you go to the doctor and the doctor says you got blank, you have to have the cojones. You got to have the ability to say, thank you for your opinion. I'm going to get a second opinion. You got to give up being passive, because the qualifications for health is for you not to accept and to allow what happens or what others do to you without an active response or resistance. The qualifications, my sister, to be healthy is you cannot be passive. Because if you're passive, when you go to the Reverend Dr. Bishop or whomever, and they pronounce you as having blank, and you don't actively resist, you just say, thank you, can I have the medication, please? If you are submissive, if you are unresisting, if you are unassertive, if you are obedient, if you are docile, if you go along with, if you offer no resistance, you can't be healthy. Healthy requires you to be active, aggressively active in your own health. Now, think about that statement for a moment. If you go to the doctor right now and they tell you that you have blank, I guarantee you, you're going to believe them, because they got a white jacket on and they got the DR in front of their name. So they control your health. You don't. That means you don't qualify to be healthy. Because I can come up to you and tell you, hey, my name is Dr. Will Rogers, and I say, you got cancer. And you say, oh, doc, man, what am I going to do, doc? How much time I got? Oh, you got about 30 days. You go home, and again, you bring about what you think about. Since you believe it, that means you're going to receive it. Now, there's false positives. Man, I read this one study that most of the AIDS test that's administered in the hood is false positives. People walk around, they don't get AIDS from sleeping around. They get AIDS from taking the drugs that's supposed to cure AIDS. You're talking about a con job. Con, swindle, troll, large, clumsy demon. Arrogance control wealth. That means you don't qualify. You're too arrogant. Passivity controls health. You're too passive. You don't qualify. Victimhood controls wisdom. So you say, I want to know the truth. I don't want the King James version of the truth. I want to know the truth. I want to know the real truth. I want to go back to the ancient texts. I want to go back 5,000 years before there was such a thing as Christendom. And before there was such a thing as dwarf idiots, a.k.a. Christians, a.k.a. Cretans. Before them entities existed, what existed before that? What existed 5,000 years before your definition and your denomination, brother? What existed on this planned net? Or you can't. Because you haven't studied. So that makes you a victim. So now you're a victim of the Constantine. You're a victim of the Council of Nicaea. You're a victim of Buddhism, Hinduism, Sufism, Perennialism, Satanism, whatever you got. That makes you a victim. Now, I don't know if you understand, but a victim means something happened to me. It means that I feel like I've been duped. I've been tricked. A victim is a person who has been attacked, who has been injured, who has been robbed. You've been cheated. You've been fooled. You've been bamboozled. So that makes you a victim. Now, you don't consciously know you're a victim, but your belief system tells your spirit that you're a victim because you have all of the attributes and characteristics of a victim. Just because you don't put on the title and the label and walk around with a sign that says, hello, I am a victim? No. You engage in destructive and injurious activity. Do you know that religion is the only thing that allows you to do self-harming activities? Human beings are the only creatures on the planet that do things that harm themselves. Are you serious? A victim is a person who engages in sacrificial or religious rites. Dictionary.com, look at the definition, go down to the bottom of the page. A victim is a person who suffers from destructive or injurious activity, primarily to oneself. Now, I don't know about you, my brother, or my sister, but all of the activities I engaged in when I was a licensed and ordained Reverend Dr. Bishop for 10 years was self-defeating. Took my money out of my pocket, I gave it to the Reverend Dr. Bishop, and they foreclosed on my house. I paid $600 to put my kids in private school. When I finally took them out and put them in public school, they said they was dumber than the people in the public school. And they set them back a grade. Everything that I did in quote-unquote religion was self-defeating because I sacrificed my power to a deity. A victim is a creature that is offered as a sacrifice to a deity. Please don't believe me. Please go to dictionary.com. I triple dare you to go to dictionary.com. I triple dare you to go to any dictionary and look at the original definition of the word. Go all the way back to 1718. Go all the way back to 1650. The first recorded meaning is a person oppressed by some power. Victim. A victim, my anointed brother. A victim, my educated sister, is a person who is under a oppressive, depressive, possessive system. So you're not qualified for the truth. You're not qualified for wisdom. Now, I know. You like me. I should have thought I was, I was God's gift to the planet. I was a victim, too. The white man was holding me down. When I was a kid, it was the white man's fault. I'm a black man growing up in America. So I'm a victim. I'm a victim of institutionalized racism. I'm a victim of the psychological effects of slavery. I need my 40 acres and a mule. I was just like every other poor creature. I was under the oppression of a power or a system or a situation that made me feel oppressed, depressed, possessed, a.k.a. victim. So therefore, I wasn't qualified for wisdom. It wasn't until I took my power back and I stopped saying that I was a victim and there was nothing that could affect me but myself that I started putting my pants leg on one leg at a time and I stood up and I looked myself in the mirror and I said, if it is to be, it's up to me. And I stopped relying on stuff outside of me and I decided to study to show myself approved unto God and not man. From that day forward, I've no longer been a victim. And guess what happened? I found the truth. not somebody else's version of it. There's a lot of versions of the truth. Which version you got? Do you got the New International Version? Do you got the King James Version? Do you got the New American Standard Version? Oh, you got a version, but is it the original? Nah. See, but the qualifications. So I'm no longer taking people to my programs unless they qualify. See, I was young, dumb, and stupid, and I was trying to talk people into, and then I realized that, hey, if I got to talk you into the program, that means I got to, the same way you come in, the same way that I got to do the same thing to keep you. So if I got to beg you to join, I got to beg you to stay. So if you don't see the value of opening the standard that where you at, I've already been. So you're going to stay a victim until you see the value in not being one. Now, that may take a week, 2 weeks. You may never come out. You may never see the light. That's okay. Being a victim is not bad. Being passive, not bad. You got the doctor to tell you what to do. Being arrogant is not bad. Because, again, arrogance controls, it doesn't allow you to be wealthy. Because why? You can't learn nothing. You already know everything. So you're so arrogant. What I'm saying right now, you don't even agree with it. You don't know who this fool talking about. Arrogant. You walking around with a superior intelligence. You proceeding with a sense of superiority, self-importance, and entitlement. So no, I ain't listening to what nobody got to say. Because I have overbearing pride. We know what happens with pride. Pride goeth before poverty, a.k.a. the fall. The reason why you ain't got no money is because you're arrogant. And arrogant means you're prideful. Prideful comes before the lowering of your bank account. So if you're not willing to sit down and listen and learn something from someone who has been where you are already at, where you are trying to go, you cannot vibrate on that frequency because you are assuming. You are insolent. It means to claim for oneself that you already are at the place where you desire to be. So wealth is the understanding that in order to you to get wealthy, you must find someone who is already wealthy, and you must emulate their frequency, meaning they got to pull you up. So you hang around with people that's on a higher vibratory rate, and according to the principle of resonance and the law of vibration, a higher level vibrational thing automatically pulls up a lower level vibrational thing to its vibration. So if I'm vibrating on $10 an hour, and I hang out with everybody that's vibrating at $20 an hour, that positive vibration will activate my lower vibration, give me confidence, so I can start vibrating on $20 an hour, and I can go get a job that pays me $20 an hour. But as long as I'm vibrating and hanging out with everybody else that's making $10 an hour or $7 an hour, and I'm the sharpest tool, so look around. Are you the sharpest tool in your shed? Take inventory. Look around, brother. Look around, sister. Are you the brightest bulb in your pack? So you are the smartest person in your group. You need to get another group. If you're not the lowest vibratory, I almost use the word dumbest, but I would use that term for me, but not for you. So if you're not the brightest bulb in the pack, you got there's a pack of 10 people that you vibe with. Now, if you're the brightest bulb in your pack, get you another pack. So arrogance keeps you in poverty. Passiveness keeps you sick. Being a victim keeps you ignorant. And being selfish keeps you in a bad relationship. Selfishness is the qualifications for poverty or separation. So if you are selfish, That means that you are not emotionally attuned. You cannot be emotionally tuned in to my feelings because, hey, all your energy, all your time, all your money is you tuned in to yourself. So you're not qualified to be a part of my program because my program, the Claironomics program, requires you to be emotionally available for God, for your purpose, for your destiny, for the program, for your spouse or your mate, for your children. It requires you to be emotionally invested. It requires you to be objective, not selective or not separate. So if you are selfish, then you're not eligible for a relationship. Selfish people can't be in a relationship because they're already in one. Selfish people is in a relationship with themselves, so they're not eligible to be in a relationship with anyone else. So if you are selfish and you want to be a part of my program, you're not eligible. So I'm looking for five people over the Labor Day weekend because I'm giving anybody that joins up during this, I said Labor Day, I meant spring break. Where did I get Labor Day from, man? Anyway, from today is March the 11th up until March the 17th. So anybody that emails me and say, hey, Doc, I'm interested in your program. So I'm willing to give you 50% off. Cut it in half. Now, this program is 5 G's, 5 grand. So I'm willing to cut it in half for anybody that joins between now and March the 17th. That's $2,500 off, brothers and sisters. I shouldn't be doing this, but I know that there's five people out there that want to join this program because they realize that I need to oscillate and vibrate on a higher level, and I'm ready. I'm ready for wealth. I'm ready for health. I'm ready for wisdom. I'm ready for a relationship, a real one, not a fake one. So I need you to email me today, 33.com@gmail.com. Again, I'm only working with 25 people. As someone drops off or something changes, then I'll add somebody in. That's why I'm adding in five people now. Because now I'm realizing that I'm not, again, trying to convince or talk somebody into something. Because if I talk to you, if I got to convince you to join, I got to convince you to stay. You're not qualified to even be in the program. Probably. Not you personally, but in general. Now, what does that mean when I say that? I'm simply saying that for me, I got to check myself at the door every day so I can stay qualified for my own program. Do you know that you can draw wealth to yourself on Monday and then you can repel wealth on Tuesday? Do you know that your net worth goes up and down according to your self-worth? And your self-worth is established whether you see you have a self-image or self-pity. So you have an internal stock market. And your wealth goes up and down based upon your self-image. So if you don't have no confidence, if you don't have no certainty, and if you don't have no clarity, you can kiss the baby goodbye. Your money's gone. Please write down those three C's. Those are the qualifications for the program in the areas of wealth. You have to have the three C's. If you mean to tell me you're not certain, program about where you're going, about the fact that you don't want to be arrogant any longer, then there is no way on God's green earth money is going to be attracted to you. In fact, money is going to be repelled by you. Money runs from uncertainty. If you're not certain about who you are and whose you are, you repel money. Because money is a current. It is currency. It's not a piece of paper. You're not certain. And you mean to tell me you're not confident? And you're wondering why you're struggling financially? Money, current, frequency, wave, vibration, harmonics, people are attracted to confidence. People follow people who know where they're going. So you mean to tell me you're going to show me how to establish an online business and you don't have one? You're not certain how to set up a website? You're not confident how to set up my PayPal? And you don't have no clarity on the process and the procedure by which to publish my books and do my audio shows? But you're going to tell me how to be an online guru? But you're not certain? You're not confident? And you don't have no clarity? But you're going to teach me how to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and have a great relationship? And that program, as they say, that dog don't hunt. That dog don't hunt, brother. That dog don't hunt. So you better be certain. You better be confident. And you better have clarity. Because those are the qualifications for wealth, help, wisdom, and a great relationship. And that's what this program delivers. Because I speak as one having authority. Because I have dunamis power. Because everything I'm telling you, I've done. I didn't read about it in a book. And so, my brothers and my sisters, humility, this ability to be teachable and moldable and coachable is the key to wealth. Understanding that you're going to be aggressively instead of reactive is the key to health. Aggressive, proactively is the key to health. That's the qualifications. Taking total 100% responsibility for your own education, self-directed study is the key to wisdom. That's the qualification to be a part of the Clarionics Temple Building, DNA, Blueprint for Success program. So anybody who emails me between today and March the 17th, I'm going to let you in to this program for 50% off. That's crazy. This is a one-year program. 25 books. Over 360 hours. 360. 361 hour audio programs. And personal one-on-one coaching and directing to override your limiting beliefs with yours truly. This is a self-directed study that's individual. At the end of this year, you will be in the same position that I am. I'm in. You will be wealthy. You will be healthy. You will be wise. And you will have a great relationship. Why? Because I'm not leaving it up to you. I'm going to make sure that you vibrate on the same level that I'm vibrating on by, again, making sure that you're qualified. Because if you're qualified, you're going to allow me to speak into your life. You're going to allow the word of God to speak into your life because God honors his word above his own name. God said his word cannot return void. Let me say that again. Why do I have a $10,000 guarantee on my program? I give anybody $10,000 that take my program and it does not work. I give anybody $10,000 if you take my program and it does not work because I have the universe that says, that the universal spiritual law cannot return void. God honors his word above his own name. So you got the name of Jesus, you got the name of Jehovah, you got the name of Yahweh, you got the name of Buddha, you got whatever name you got. God said, I'm not interested in no freaking name. I'm interested in the freaking frequency that's behind the name. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. So why are you dropping the name of Jesus like it's an American Express gold card or something? In Jesus' name, God. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in what is behind. Is there any power? Power. Wonder-working power. That's what I'm looking at. Because the book of Revelation says that the entire word is his name. The entire word. Not just one letter. You got the entire word, brother? You got the entire word, sister? So a relationship is the total opposite of selfishness. Relationship is oneness. It's objectivity. It's aletheia. So the key, the requirement for a great relationship is what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, 10, and 11. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, 10, 11. God himself, it says, because You do not have the love of the truth. God himself will send you a strong delusion so that way you will believe the lie. Aruman. So since you don't have the love of the truth, that's the requirements. That's the requirements to be in my program. That's the requirement to be in God's program. Because my program is based upon universal spiritual law. It's based upon the word of God that was written 6,000 years before there was such a thing as the Bible. Before there was such a thing as Jesus Christ. Before there was such a thing as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Before there was such a thing as the Chaldeans. Before you had the definitions that you used to establish your words. The definitions. The DEAF. D-E-A-F. Phoenicians. P-H-O-E-N-I-C-A. How do you spell Phoenicians? Who are the Phoenicians, brother? Who are the Phoenicians? Who are the Chaldeans? Who are the Phoenicians? Who are the Chaldeans? Who are the Phoenicians? That's what you got. You got that. But what existed before the definitions define the world that you live in? Because according to Hebrews 11:3, the worlds were framed by the word. So what your word creates your world. You got the wrong words. Therefore, you're living in the wrong world. So you're not qualified to live in God's world, the real God. Now, you may have a God, but is it the big one? Is it the real one? Because your world should match his. Now, God, the real God's world, there is wealth, health, wisdom, and universal objectivity because the wealth is common. The Messianic age is a commonwealth. It's not a dictatorship. It's not a Republican. It's not a democratic environment. It's a commonwealth. That means the wealth is common. That is the Messianic age. That is the part of the kingdom that I'm living in. And the kingdom that I'm living in is the kingdom that it talks about in the book of Luke, chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, verse 20 says this. Luke chapter 17, verse 20 says, when asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, the kingdom of God will not come with observation, observable sign. Are you staring in the sky looking for Jesus to come back, brother? I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. But Luke chapter 17, and there's a plethora of other scriptures that said the same thing. Don't believe me? Look it up. The kingdom of God will not come. Let me say that again. The kingdom of God will not come. Let me say that again. The kingdom of God will not come with observable signs. Nor will people say, look, here it is. There it is. For you see, the kingdom of God is in your midst. The kingdom of God is in your middle. The kingdom of God is already here. The kingdom of God is within sight, is inside of you, brother. Do you not know that the kingdom of God is within? Past tense, it's already here. But you're looking for it out there. Brothers and sisters, do you qualify for wealth? Do you qualify for health? Do you qualify for wisdom? Do you qualify to be in a relationship with the big G, with yourself, your true, authentic, spiritual self, with your mate, with others? Do you qualify? Do you qualify? If you think you qualify, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. So that way we can see if you qualify. So that way you can be a part of this Cleonomics Temple Builders so we can build your temple to house kind of glory of God. So that way you can be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is a spring break sale from now, March the 11th, until Friday, March the 17th. If you email me between that period, again, the cost of the program is 50% off for anybody that emails me and make that payment. And let me know if you want to be a part of the program. I'll send you all of the details of, again, 1-year program. That is, so much information. It's too much to go over in this message. But if you email me, I'll send you all the details. Brothers and sisters, do you qualify? Do you qualify? I don't know. Only you can answer that question. Do you qualify for wealth, health, wisdom? And do you qualify to be in a great relationship? Or are you still pigeonholed and stuck on those four ruling dispositions that say you cannot enter in? And those dispositions that control wealth, arrogance keeps you in poverty. Passiveness keeps you in disease. Victim, or being a victim and being a part of victimhood, keeps you in ignorance. Selfishness keeps you in a bad relationship. The qualifications to be a part of my program and the qualifications to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in great relationships is the opposite. The opposite of arrogance is humility. The opposite of passiveness is responsibility. The opposite of victimhood, saying that you're a victim, is realizing that you have control over your own destiny. The opposite of selfishness and egotisticism is altruism, exclusivity, and oneness. Those are the keys to the four areas. Those are the qualifications to be a part of the kingdom and to be a part of my program. Now the question is, do you qualify? If you think you qualify, email me. Again, 50% off between now and March the 17th. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.